Hi, this is Andrea Wolf, and welcome to the 7 Reasons to Start Your Coaching Business Yesterday. And today we're on reason number 3, and that is, you decide how you serve. In today's world, there are lots and lots and lots of ways to work with people when you're coaching them. So let's look at the one that is really great, and it's the most time-consuming, and that's meeting in person one-on-one with an individual client. So depending on how much you want to do this wonderful thing called coaching, then it will determine whether that's viable for you. It is a great thing to do from time to time. Actually, meet clients, it's not always possible if they're the other side of the planet. But wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. So the most time-consuming way to do coaching is to meet in person, face-to-face, one-on-one. So of course, in today's wonderful technical world, there are many, many ways to do it that are different to that. For example, coaching by phone, something I've been doing since the beginning of time, and it's very efficient. Now, that's not seeing them, it's by phone, right? So other ways are by video. So that could be via Skype, it could be via something like Zoom, where it's easy technology. And if you're sitting at a desk with a computer and a screen, you get to see each other. You can also do it audio, by the way, on both of those services, audio only. So that is the most common way of coaching, one-on-one, is to do it that way. If you are indeed interested in coaching teams, we're in companies, then it's also possible, by the way, if it's a smallish team, to do that via Zoom. If they're around a conference table, all looking, you know, on camera, tuned in, and you can do it that way. So there's lots and lots of ways to do this. One-on-one, I just explained the ways you can do it. One-to-many. So again, you can hold events where you have a group. A mastermind, for example. So that's a way to coach a group. And if they're all going on the same journey, whatever it is you're coaching, that's a very powerful thing to do because people learn not just from you, but also what they hear each other sharing, both the struggles and the successes. So group coaching can be extremely powerful lots and lots of fun. Again, with the same technologies, especially Zoom is my favorite. So you can have groups small and fairly significant size, and there's different ways of managing that, but it's possible to do one-to-many using technology. So there's also webinars. Now, webinars are really great, and that's a specific way of doing it. I'm not going to go into too much detail here, but you can also use webinars. So then you might be creating products and programs and sprinkling them with live calls. So they get to take your training, probably virtually, right? But then there's live calls with you. They can also be recorded, and everything is what is called, is possible to repurpose everything that you're recording. So you have lots of content for future stuff. It's amazing how all this works. So another powerful way to get together with people is, again, this could be done virtually or live. I have experienced both, and it's called a VIP day. This can either be a full day where you have a like-minded, like-hearted group of people. Let's say, in my case, it's women entrepreneurs, yes. And then you are taking them through a specific growth journey in that time where they're getting clear where they are, where they want to be, and what it's going to take to get there. And then you can have follow-up calls to that, again, virtual or live, you know, on the phone or on video. So another way of expressing a way to gather people together is small group mastermind. Again, this can be live or it can be via Zoom. And again, once you get used to the technology of it, which is very easy, both work wonderfully well. And you're facilitating that all of these group meetings that I just described. So then, of course, let's not forget live events. So you can do like small group, what I call intros, all the way up to sort of big multi-day events. This is all different ways where you set up trainings and then, of course, you're coaching people through it. And there's probably follow-up after live events to make sure they're integrating what they learned at your live events. So really, the world is truly your oyster here. I hope you're hearing that there's lots of ways to do this that are fun, that are totally doable, and will have you as a coach really making a difference in people's lives through all of these different ways. So this has been Andrea Wolf to your magnificence.